Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
And I'm a little confused, because why on earth, for a team that I have seen do nothing but protect injuries slowly for the most part, 99.99999% of the time, they slow walk injuries before putting a guy in the field. Did they have Harrison Butker kick on Sunday? What the hell were they thinking? So first off, let's just say you thought he was fine. Not fine enough to do kickoffs, which he was, and I think this is important to note, doing before.
He was.
That was his job. He was doing it. The safety was not doing kickoffs. The kicker was doing kickoffs. He then looked uncomfortable on at least two kicks. I think three, where one looked kind of funny, but nobody paid as close attention to it. So he looked funny on three kicks, couldn't even do kickoffs. Why were they rushing Harrison Butker back? If they wanted him to get reps at kicking the ball, can he not just do that at practice? Like, his practice when it was open, he could be available to you. Why did they rush him back when Matthew Wright wasn't missing? If kicking was failing them, fine. Mm-hmm. Kicking was not failing them, it was going okay.
So initial reaction, 100% with you. Like, it was bizarre. It's not just, like, it magnified because they missed a kick. So let's be real. That's a big reason why it's being discussed more. Was the missed kick because of Butker? Was it because of the whole operation and timing being off? I tend to believe it was the whole operation timing being off more than anything else. But
he was yelling at his long snapper.
When I saw Lawrence Tynes, former Chiefs kicker, obviously won a Super Bowl or two in the NFL as well, tweeting that what Butker's doing is not sustainable. He goes back to the knee drop or whatever, which was what we thought. He was doing that before surgery. We thought the surgery was going to like fix that, essentially. Maybe he doesn't have confidence in it. I'm with you on the kickoff part. I do think the Chiefs, and I won't be surprised they continue in the playoffs, Cody. I think they like having the extra defender, basically. The ability for Justin Reed, they have an extra guy that can go and make kickoffs.
I guess, but they chose the opposite of that the entire season.
I know what I'm telling you is I would not be surprised if that's what happens the rest of the season, though. That might be one of their shifts in adjustment. As far as rushing him back, if they did or did they not, and can he kick for 55? Dave Tobe, last week before the game, like on Wednesday, acknowledged that he was not 100%. said he was still 2 to 3 weeks away, and then he was activated. That part I'll give you. That's what's a little weird. Dave Tope said he was 2 to 3 weeks away, and then he ended up being activated 4 days later. So what changed there? That, and he wasn't eating up a roster spot because he was on IR, as you pointed out. So it is a little bizarre why that was the case. I don't think the kickoffs. Necessarily are
my
problem.
They might just be making the permanent switch to Justin Reed being the kickoff specialist. It's just that
I understand you want to get Butker back in a rhythm. I think that's all valid. And you want multiple weeks to do it. And they clearly think he needs a month to do it.
That's the thing you can really simulate. You know, we talk about this like I've seen like with the deep ball stuff at the Chiefs. That's a really hard thing to simulate in a practice environment. You can't match the speed. You can't match the intensity. You can't match the timing the same way. Like, it's not all the same. It's a hard thing to simulate, deep passing in a practice setting. Kicks are maybe the easiest thing to simulate in a practice setting. Like, everyone lines up. There's a half an inch. Everybody can move one way or the other. Like, it is what it is. It's snap, hold, kick. That's your job as a kicker. There's no other mystery outside of that. And he looks so uncomfortable. I don't even think his leg's still right. He had mid-season surgery as a kicker, and you thought, what if we rush him back? Like, all of a sudden, which is funny because, like, we talked about before when he got hurt. Oh, man, they're going to lose a game, and it's going to be on a last-second kick. Yeah. And some dude screws up. Schrader at the time, mm-hmm. Now Matthew Wright. And now I'm worried it's going to go the other way, is that it never cost him a game under Schrader and Wright. And because they've rushed Harrison Butker back, they're going to miss a kick because he's not right. And they rushed him back to service before he was ready. I also think his range is down. And look, the other two guys' range wasn't good either. But it's like, I just don't think they're going to use him the way they normally use him. And in that case, why not just wait a couple of weeks? He's more than enough experienced. I don't know why you would have to rush this thing.
I don't think, though, they activate him if they think he suddenly just can't make kicks. I mean, that would be kind of crazy. They're not into, I mean, they're still in vital football games right now for the number one seed. So I don't think it's something where they feel like, hey, we know we're putting him out there and he just can't make kicks for us. No, I think is the range 58 yards right now for Butker? Probably not. And they're saying, well, we're willing to deal with that. We think he can make a 45 yarder or a 50, maybe not a 58 yarder, but we're going to ramp him up and he needs to get back in a flow so he's good to go come playoff time. I think that's a fair argument that they would probably make, and it is probably true. I just am talking about more the knee planting thing, which we're not kicking experts by any means, but I saw Tynes' tweet on it. It's something that was noticeable before the injury that required surgery, and it's still doing it. So is it still not is he not confident in the knee holding up, or is that just a sign that's still not fully healed? I'm not sure. Maybe Dave Tobe will talk today or tomorrow, and we'll find out more.
Should talk today.
The kickoff thing, I honestly, doesn't bug me as much as I think as it does you. Just I just think the kickoffs, they're maybe going to say that's an advantage that they can have. Justin Reed kicked off when Matthew Wright was kicking as well. I think they like having an additional tackle, a guy that can go make a tackle if there's a team they're going up against that has a pretty good return scheme.
They mentioned that in preseason. So they mentioned that in training camp. This is not like a new concept to them. It is something that they had explored somewhere along the way, and it certainly brought up the possibility of doing it. So I'm not completely ruling it out. It just seems weird that for 95% of the season, Butker kicked off. For the 3, 4, 5 games mm-hmm. he missed, all but one game, they did switch to Justin Reed at some point because, I don't know, maybe they just didn't have trust in that kicker. It was they had signed.
Let's also remember, Justin Reed was hurt during training camp.
Yeah.
With a quad injury.
Yeah.
So,
and so he was never going to kick in the early portion
I don't know the exact. I'm just trying to think about why you're asking, like, why did it not happen earlier? Maybe that's
sure.
part of it.
But it's also hard for me to imagine that it wasn't a factor in the kickoffs in this one when he was doing it and then he came back and he didn't look right. If he looked right in every other scenario, I would just be with you. They've made a switch.
Would people
think Justin Reed is the kickoff guy now?
I was surprised, but I also think so. Isn't this a lot of just the flat out result of the missed kick? If they don't miss the field goal, does anybody give a damn?
Maybe not, but like I will say my confidence, because the text line asked, and I think that's fair. I think it was the 816. It's like right now, if Harrison Butker had to kick a 50 yarder to win it tomorrow or Saturday, what's your confidence he would do it?
I'd rather have him still than Matthew Wright. I still would.
Eight years
of evidence.
Not all time. I'm just saying
it has to fit. Yeah, but it has to factor in. Like, Matthew Wright did a great job filling in. But if you're asking me, it's AFC title game, 50-yard field goal to send him to the Super Bowl, Matthew Wright or Butker right this second, I'm still...
AFC title game's a little different because he's got a lot more time to be healthy. I'm saying Saturday.
No, okay, so take... I use that as an example as magnitude of game. Let's assume the AFC title game was this Saturday then.
Got it.
I'm just using it as like a not actual timeline.
Got it.
Let's say the stakes are that. I will still choose Harrison Butker over any other kicker in football, frankly, to make a 50-yarder on an AFC title game if that was this weekend. Absolutely. Absolutely.
If it were this weekend, I might choose Wright.
Whew.
And again, I know you're saying it's based off, but it's not. It was based off a lot of kicking issues in that one. Look, maybe that's why I'm back. All of the, like, people were running out. He's yelling at his long snap. He's like, what, you know, like,
I should have called a timeout.
Everything felt disjointed and wacky. And Andy, yeah, should have called a timeout, which you had said on Monday, and I think we all agreed with. I'm not disagreeing with that sentiment, but it just feels like you and I have talked about, like, we've made an open joke on this show of, like, if you think they're coming back on Saturday, wrong. Try the week after that. Or maybe even the week after that. The one exception to that has always been Patrick Mahomes, who they have never had any trouble putting in after an injury, and quarterback is a little bit different, as we well know. This is a team that has always been about taking their time mm-hmm. with injuries. And all of a sudden, Matthew Wright, who had been making every kick, so I'm not really sure what the problem was, had to get out of here. Gotta go. We gotta get his ass out fast. We gotta rush Harrison Butker, and it just didn't seem necessary.
I was surprised he was activated. I mean, because 2 days before, whatever it was, Dave Tope said he was still 2 or 3 weeks away. So I'm with you that I'm surprised. Just saying, like, in a big time moment, like, he still would be the kicker that I would choose. I think a lot of the reaction is the fact that the kick was missed, and so that a lot of people wouldn't care. Sometimes the result doesn't mean the decision was wrong. You know, the process was definitely screwed up in this case because of the
very
operation
so.
Of Winchester and Ariza get on the field late.
I guess a lot of this is important because of the way I view the Chiefs, which is they are, I don't know if I view them as more or less imperfect than last year. I think I kind of view them as the same amount of as imperfect as last year, pretending like last year's team didn't have real problems. Because they won the Super Bowl is so foolish. We know exactly what their problems were. A lot of the same ones on offense. Had no wide receivers, had a limited run game. Weren't perfect on tackle at that team either. Donovan Smith and Jawan Taylor were not murderer's row when it came to ability to play right and left tackle last season. And hell, right tackle was probably a bigger concern. I just think that, like, I need the special teams because I view this team now as win by defense again, which means those things are important.
Great timing. As we're talking right now, Dave Tope had a little media scrum availability. Oh, wow. And Drew just put it in the system. I haven't heard this either. We're going to both hear this at the same time. This was Dave Tope moments ago when asked about Harrison Butker.
Yeah, it was smart to bring him back. He's healthy. You know, obviously he's not 100%, but he's pretty close. I mean, he's looked good in practice. He looked good before that game. He looked good in the pregame. On the miss, I'll just talk about the miss. I need to do a better job of communicating to the holder and the snapper, you know, that we were going to kick the field goal. I just assumed that they were together, but they weren't, and that was my fault.
So the operation part is what we suspected, that they were off on the operation and Winchester and Ariza were rushing off onto the field mm-hmm. late. That was on the coaching staff. They should have called a timeout. He says,
he said, it was smart to bring him back. He's healthy.
Okay, you know, he had just his back pretty quick here. He's obviously not 100%, but, you know, healthy enough. That's the same guy who told me 2 to 3 weeks last week. No offense, he's not a reliable source on this all of a sudden.
It's a little weird.
He said he's healthy, but he's not really healthy. And 2 weeks ago, or a week ago, it was 2 to 3 weeks, and now he's fine. Like, I just don't think he's right. Like, I agree that he's probably close. But what would have 1 week cost you? Matthew Wright was here. The system was working. He was making kicks. What about a week? I'm not saying a month or the rest of the season.
Cody,
what's a week?
I'm with you. I was surprised he was activated based on the comments a week ago. I guess it sounds like the argument is they want the ramp up here. They believe, like, he's not 100% as in he can get to 100% also by playing. You know, it's a little bit maybe different with this type of injury. I don't know. I mean, they clearly had some mixed messaging last week, though.
I will say the kick stuff, like the leg stuff and all that, figure that out. Figure out how you don't need knee surgery on your knee. We don't need another Justin Tucker repeat situation where you just fall off the planet, which is crazy. Justin Tucker is the...
I think, like, it's more mental now for Tucker, though, honestly.
Is this going to cost Tucker a Hall of Fame?
No.
Because he was going to be, like, the one kicker who got in the Hall of Fame there for a while.
I don't know if he's the GOAT
And
anymore.
Now he's only made 19 of 27 kicks this year, which is
and
gross.
Butker, since he's been out, he's now maybe a change because he missed the one last week. But while he was on IR, he became the most accurate kicker in the NFL. Because Pinheiro and Tucker had been missing kicks while they were playing, and Butker was on IR.
Bucker was kicking it.
Now, he missed one, so I don't know. I didn't check last week.
Probably
to see,
affects his averages a lot more because he's made less kicks.
Did Pinheiro and Tucker miss kicks last week? I don't know. Someone would have to tell me. I wasn't locked into Pinheiro and Tucker's fantasy stats.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.